of Christ. How many know we're fighting real spirits in these last days? I want you to know that everybody, when I mention some names of these spirits, people can be under the influence of them but not possessed by them. We'll get there later on. But I'm going to talk tonight about, started out tonight about spirits that are set against the church. And let me, I'll call some by name. We'll just get, we'll stop right there. But I'm not going to probably get in and mention a few of them tonight. I'm not really going to deal in detail with them so much. But I'm going to talk about how they some work, a couple way, one way that Satan will work tonight and try to destroy and try to draw one away from Christ in these last days. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, without a shadow of a doubt, that I believe this honestly. I'd be more worried if I was not fighting a devil than when I am fighting a devil. Amen. I know this church is fighting things, but I'd be more worried if it wasn't. Anybody with me on that? Because if you know you're in a fight with the devil, you're doing something that's causing him some harm, and he views you as a threat. Somebody said, the devil don't bother me. Well, he ain't going to bother nobody he's already got. Amen. He's coming there. If you ain't a threat to him, he ain't going to come for you. I heard somebody one time come in on Francis of Friends on Jimmy Swaggart, wrote a letter that says, I don't think I'm going to do anything for the Lord because I don't want the devil to come after me. I'm serious. I remember Donnie just shaking his head, saying he's already got you or something like that. But that's the mentality of it, amen, of people today. They don't want to fight. But in the body of Christ, we're in a battle. We're in a battle. I want to turn your attention tonight to the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. Galatians 3, verse 1 right here. I'm telling you. And I'm going to show you probably sometimes during these series of messages, it is on a national level also. I'll say this strongly right here, right now. I may not get in much to it tonight. But what you see that is going on with Donald Trump and the Democrat Party is nothing more than spiritual warfare. It's deeper than Republican versus Democrat. What's going on down there with trying to remove him and Mike Pence is beyond, it is a battle, it is a spirit that has come against. And we'll show you later on. We'll get there later on, but I'm telling you, what you're seeing on the national level is beyond Republican or Democrat. It is a battle for what is right, because our president, I don't agree with everything he does. Let's just be honest about it. But let me tell you something. I stand with him because he supports life. He supports the body of Christ. He supports Israel. He supports the church tonight. Amen. Against another platform that everything that God is for, they're against. Let's just be honest about it. This year is an election year. And we're going to see an increase in the battles of what is going on. Amen. What happened in Texas? What would make a man do that, get so angry to shoot? The devil. A spirit was on him. That's what it is. Galatians 3 and 1, the word of God says, O foolish Galatians, Paul starts it like this, O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. I want you to get that where Paul talked to the Galatian church right there. Galatians 3 and 1. O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth. Get that. They had been drawn away into disobedience. I want to speak to you tonight, starting on the spirits that are set against the church. Heavenly Father, we come before you, dear Lord, tonight, God, and we lift you up, dear God, and we praise you, dear God, tonight, Lord, and we just exalt you, dear God, and we give you honor, God. We give you glory, God, and we give you praise, dear God, tonight, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just ask, God, for your anointing, Lord, and we ask, God, for your spirit, Lord, to be upon us, oh, God, tonight, Lord. Anoint me to speak your word. Anoint me to proclaim your word, oh, God, tonight, Father, Lord. Lord, we just lift you up, oh God, tonight, and we praise you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. It's one thing to see and know that the enemy is coming against you, but it's another thing in very dangerous situation to have a powerful enemy and not even be aware of those enemies. But sadly, that is the case in the body of Christ. Many are not aware of the enemy that is coming against them. Many are not aware of the battle that we are in. Many are not aware that we are not on a playground, but when reality is, we're on a battlefield tonight. Did you hear me? This world that we see right now is a battlefield. If your eyes would be open into the spiritual, I'll about guarantee you, if we could see into spiritual, we could see the war that is raging in the air between the armies of heaven, the angels of Michael, God's angels, Michael's army, if you will, versus the demonic powers that are is taking place in our society. Listen tonight, many are unaware that the devil is coming. The devil is here to steal, kill, and to destroy. They are unaware that there's a battlefield that is going on for their mind, their body, and their soul. There is a battlefield that is going on for their health, their finances, and everything that is raging around us tonight. But let me tell you, when people don't understand the battle that we are in, but Paul tells us of it when he wrote by the Holy Ghost in Ephesians 6 and 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I want you to know tonight that your neighbor is not your real enemy. Did you hear me? I want you to know tonight that one that troubles you so much is really not your enemy tonight. But the one who is your enemy tonight is one you had not seen. Yes, that thing could use somebody, but behind that individual is a spirit that is working with them. That is there a puppet that is on the string. I remember the Lord showed me that before we 10 times want to complain, and we 10 times people want to gossip about people when they should, those that are under the influence, when they should be praying for them and praying for their deliverance tonight. Amen on that? Because let me tell you tonight, again, somebody needs to get it. Your enemy is not flesh and blood. How many know that? What is our enemy tonight? It is the power of darkness. It is these spirits that are roaming, that are seeking whom he may devour. It is principalities. It's against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I want you to know also that in our government, there is spiritual wickedness that is there. That is what is in the high places. These principalities, these evil principalities that is coming against the body of Christ. Why do you think they want to shut the church up so bad? Why do you think they want to try to, if they could, they would outlaw the preaching of the gospel, or they would try to tell the preachers what to preach? I'll tell you why. Some of these politicians, because behind these clowns, behind these ones that are doing that, is a spirit that wants to hinder the message of the gospel of Jesus Jesus Christ from being spread forth into the world. That one that has slandered you is not your enemy. That is he is the puppet of the one that is your enemy tonight. How many know that tonight? That one that has come against you so strong is not your enemy tonight, but it is Satan and his dominion of evil spirits that we are in a fight with. Let me tell you, many times, unless the Lord opens your eyes, you cannot see these things. Now, I've seen people possessed levitate off the ground. I've seen people possessed, their eyes turn colors, or their mouth become so foul when you mention the name of Jesus. And I remember one night when my eyes were open to this realm. I've told this church many times, down at the parsonage in Robbinsville, wide awake one night was a creature 7, 8, 9 foot tall, dressed in a black and had a gray face on, that wanted to kill me, but he couldn't touch me. But I could feel the hate and I could feel the violence. I could feel he wanted to, if he could have grabbed a hold of me, he would have grabbed a hold of me. I just sat up in bed and my eye just froze and looking at this. But all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost said, just say Jesus. Just say Jesus. In the very moment as I was saying Jesus, there come a flash of lightning from like the east, from one end of the trailer to the other end of the trailer. And I watched that thing flee. And at the side of my bed, I saw 3 men dressed in white. My Lord, let me tell you, I believe they were the angels of God. And let me tell you, they didn't have wings, but they had swords in their hand. And let me tell you, I said, these guys are with me. I said, I don't have to fear about walking anywhere tonight. But we are in that battle tonight. And we can't see them, probably any of these in the natural eye. You can't see these things in the natural eye, but they are in the spiritual realm. They are come to attack. Tonight we begin to look at some spirits that are set against the church. In fact, we can see the spirit of certain ones that are listed throughout the Bible that are present in these last days that you see around. In Jude 11, the Bible says, Woe unto them who have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after Arab, the era of Balaam, for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. In Revelation 2 and 20, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because that thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, to which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. What the Bible is telling us there, that we will see these characteristics of these ones that are manifest in these days that we will come against. There is a spirit of Korah, of Balaam, and a Jezebel that is run wild. But there's also spirits of fear. And I'm going to prove in the next few weeks, I believe many times that many people fall under the spirit of lacking. How many know there's a spirit of lacking? We don't get everything that God has intended, because we get satisfied with just what we have instead of believing God for the big things. There is also spirits of Python. And we look throughout all of the scripture, and let me tell you, you can see there's a spirit of Michael that does not like worship. There's a spirit of Herodias that wants to silence the voice of repentance. She was the one that wanted to have the head of John the Baptist. Why? Because John the Baptist was the man that was preaching prepare repentance and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Throughout time, throughout history, these spirits and these characteristics have been there. They have been set, and others have been set there. And let me tell you, and tonight, that don't be surprised that we fight these things that come your way. I remind you about the spirit of Jezebel. Let me tell you, wondering why I'm not getting into that big right now tonight a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about her. It is on a national level, too. I'll give you a name. Hillary Clinton had the spirit of Jezebel on her, just to be honest. And we'll talk more about that. But it is also prevalent in the church world today. But let me remind you, people can be influenced by these spirits without being possessed by these spirits. Did you hear me? They can be influenced by these things while they may not be possessed. Now, they are people that are literally possessed, but there's a lot of people that are under the influence of these spirits, and these spirits are set out to one thing, and they are set out to stop the body of Christ. They are set out against the church of Jesus Christ. They are sent out against the pastors that preach the message of Jesus Christ in this last day, that preach the full gospel. Tonight we'll begin to look at how Satan operates in a way or so tonight. Let me tell you, when I go back to Galatians 3:1, and it tells me what these spirits are to do, their purpose is to draw one away from Jesus Christ. Today, like never before, people are being drawn away from the Lord Jesus Christ. They're being drawn away from biblical truth. They're being drawn away from sound doctrine. They're no longer got a heart for the church tonight. Did you hear me? Ain't it a shame that New Year's Eve, Times Square was full of people getting drunk? The honky-tonks were getting drunk. But where is the body of Christ on New Year's night? Did you hear me? I ask you, where is many churches at tonight? Let me tell you, many have shut the door and closed the door. People are being drawn away. Oh, we got better things to do. We got other things to do. But I challenge you tonight, and I believe honestly that they are seducing spirits that are drawing people away from the things of God. In fact, 1 Timothy 4:1 tells us, now that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So we begin to see Paul even addressed it right here in 1 Timothy 4:1 about seducing spirits. And notice, we go back to Revelation chapter 2 in verse 20. Notice the Jezebel spirit had been allowed to begin to seduce in the church. She had her way. Let me tell you, where was that spirit found? It was found in the church. Did you hear me? The Jezebel spirit in Revelation 2, verse 20, was not on the outside, but it was on the inside. And let me give you a nugget. The Jezebel spirit is after the leadership. It is after the one who proclaims the word of God. Well, in Revelation 2, that the pastor had allowed that woman, had allowed that spirit to take over. And she began to seduce. What does it mean to seduce? It means to attract. It means to entice or attract someone into a belief or to a course of action that is inadvisable, foolhardy. So we see Jezebel's spirit seducing those, what right there, into sexual activity. And we'll cover that a little more later when I deal with that spirit of Jezebel. But she also leads in idolatry right there. What was the purpose of her to do these things? It was to draw someone away. It was to draw the church away. It was to take them away from their proper faith in Jesus Christ. How many know tonight that Satan is out to destroy? How many know that Satan is out to steal, kill, and hinder tonight? He's out to draw you away from Christ. In fact, we go back to Galatians 3:1. Notice what Paul said to the right here in Galatians 3:1. Who had bewitched you? Oh, foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you? Think about that word bewitched in the Greek. It means baskinio. It means the fascination of evil eye or some malignant influence akin to it. No doubt what would have happened right here in Galatia, they had to be a seducing spirit that were working through false apostles. Did you hear me? That's what I cannot get every people to understand. They are those who claim to be of Christ that is not of Christ. They transform themselves into apostles and ministers of Christ, but they're not of Christ. They're out to seduce and draw people away from the Lord. How many know that Paul said, "Marvel not, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Let me tell you something tonight, church. Let me tell you, the devil does not wear a red suit. How many know that? How many know the devil don't have horns? And how many know he don't have a tail? You know how we paint the devil? That's not how he is. He appears as an angel of light. And also, let me remind you, Jesus said, there's wolves that come in sheep's clothing. So I'm telling you tonight, not everyone, not everything that comes in the name of Jesus is a Jesus. Not everyone that comes in his name is of Christ. Not everyone who proclaims him is of the Lord. There are people that sit on church pews that don't know the Lord. I even go as far to say they are people that come into churches trying to stop the move of God for one purpose, not to worship. They'll put on the appearance of something. They'll put on the appearance of a sheep, but they are there to try to bewitch the service. Hello? Satan will send people in to try to hinder what God is wanting to do. We people, the church has not figured it out. Not everyone that comes through the door, not everyone that comes through the door is there to praise the Lord. Hello, how many know that? Hello. Not everyone that claims to walk of Christ is of Christ. We remember Satan entered into Judas. And what did Jesus say? I got a devil among me. How many know that? So don't be surprised you'll find devils in churches. Hello, people think, we shouldn't find a devil there. Let me tell you, when you preach the truth, there's going to be a devil that tries to interrupt what God is wanting to do. Hello, what are you going to do? You're going to run from it? You're going to complain about it? No, I'm challenging the church tonight, instead of running, complaining, and gossiping about it, how about getting on your knees and bombarding heaven about it? Amen? Let me tell you, there's been times I know this is all, witches will, when you have revivals, witches will send people in to try to vex the services. How many know that? Yeah, they will. They're spirits. Sometimes you don't even, they can, you know, if the Lord don't reveal it, they ain't going to, let me tell you something about somebody like that. They're not going to have a green face on. They're not going to have a hat on. And they ain't going to have a pointy nose like that. Hello. They're going to come appearing many times as a sheep in wolf's clothing. But let me tell you, in the churches that fight it, still greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. What was happening in Galatians? There was witch bewitchery that was taking place through false apostles. And no doubt they had some type of bewitching power. And there was some type of sorcery behind this, with that word bewitched right there. Studying this out, many of the commentators said these false apostles, they had some kind of bewitching power to pull these people away. They had spirits about them, if you will. How many know Satan can empower people? How many know that? Satan is deceiving. How many know he can deceive easily? In fact, if we're not careful, even the very elect can be deceived. Listen, but we see that taking place right here. What were they doing? They were seducing spirits there that had drawn the Galatian church away from the truth. It's what's happening today. Hello. It's what is happening today. Many don't even preach no more. We don't want to preach no messages that will offend somebody. Hello. Hello. Let me tell you how seducing spirits are working. My Lord. Here's how these seducing spirits work today. Preacher, you better not preach too hard. We may lose somebody. We don't want to. I shake my head. You ain't going to tell me how hard to preach. You tell me that, I'm going down the road. I'll just tell you right now. If you're worried about losing somebody, then you are the presence of God. So worried about what God's got to say, something's wrong with you. Amen. Pastor I grew up with, I've told you before, somebody got mad at one of his messages, got mad at him. Said he was the biggest tither in the church. He said, you'll miss my tithes. He looked at him and said, it'll be a cold day in hell before I miss it. When the overseer saw what his eyes were rolling, but let me tell you what happened. God sent somebody that ain't never stepped a foot in that church to tithe. A businessman who never had come to the church and never had, as far as I know, never did step in that church to support that church with tithes and offering. Amen. But listen, today, you better not preach so hard. You better not get on to somebody. You better not preach about the way they live. You're going to upset some people. What did I tell you what I'm here to do? I'm here to turn the boat over, not rock it. Amen? I'm not here to patty people's feelings. I'm here to preach the gospel. The gospel's going to upset some people, but these seducing spirits, they don't want you to preach anything hard. Let me tell you how you know when you start when you start preaching. It's when people start getting uncomfortable and they start wiggling a little bit and they can't be still. They got the wiggly jigglies. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They got to move a little bit. That spirit ain't comfortable with them. Or when they get mad, they say they ain't coming back because you preach too hard. You know you done your job that day. Amen? My Lord, let me tell you, these seducing spirits want you to preach them. Oh, how great it is. Oh, today is Friday. Everything in your life's going to be right. Listen, you ain't never going to have a bit of sickness in your life again. My Lord, I could fill a church up right there. If I told everybody in this community that, I guarantee you we'd have standing room only around here. But that's not biblical. Until we get to heaven, till he comes for us, we're going to have trouble, we're going to have trials, we're going to have sicknesses, and everything ain't going to go right for us. There's your insurance claim. I hear the fire whistle. I've already lit a fire around here. But listen, listen tonight. These seducing spirits work like that to draw people away. Don't you preach about Jesus Christ, him crucified. I'll call the name Rick Warren. Anybody ever heard of him? Anybody got any of his junk? If you got it, you need to toss it. Let me tell you about Rick Warren. He's the one that's wanting to bring Christians and Muslims under the same roof. How many know you can't bring Christians and Muslims under the same roof? Because we don't worship the same God. It's something called Chrislam that is being formed. It's a spirit. Anybody ever seen these car tags, stickers that says coexist? We should all get along. Baloney. There ain't but one symbol that is there, and it's the cross of Jesus Christ. We cannot coexist with the others. Seducing spirits in these last days that are coming against the church. And what do these seducing spirits do? They memorize people. They memorize. My Lord, anybody ever been memorized by somebody? They attract in order to pull some people away. The Galatian church had been drawn away from truth into disobedience right here. And Paul said, calls them foolish. We're turning away from that. Who bewitched you to obey not the truth that has been set before you? Oh, they were false apostles right there. Today, let me tell you, there are many that are being pulled away by seducing spirits. They're being seduced, being bewitched, mesmerized, excuse me, I can't pronounce that word tonight, mesmerized by the devil. My Lord, people are drawn to the world more than they are to God tonight. Hello, am I right? The world has got the influence on them and not the things of God. Ain't it amazing? I'm going to say this. We have more for a dinner at night than we have for the real course of meal. Amen? People are drawn to these things, but drawn not to the things of God, but to the world. They've been bewitched in these last days. These spirits are bewitching them and coming against them. Using them, drop pulling them, and attracting them. How many know Satan came to Jesus offering him the kingdoms of this world? If you just bow down before him. We know Jesus. Let me tell you, Satan runs this world right now. That's what people don't get. He's the God of this world. Yeah, I know one day he's coming. Jesus said, my kingdom's not of this world. One day his kingdom's going to be of this world. How many know that? When he rules and reigns. But people are being drawn away. Satan is telling them, look what you can have. Look at the goodness that you can have. Look what I'll give you. Let me tell you something. I know Satan can get prosper. I know he can give you the world. But what does it end with? To reject Jesus Christ and to end the world. And if you look, what would it gain if we would gain the world and yet lose our soul? People are being drawn away by these seducing spirits. And let me tell you, they're in the church. They're coming against the body of Christ. I don't know if anyone ever has heard the name Derek Prince, the Pentecostal preacher of old. But I got his book in the book called Lucifer Exposed. He told of a story in 1963 when him and his wife were first in the United States. They had an opportunity to pastor a Pentecostal church in Seattle, Washington. When he got there, he said, I knowed something wasn't right. He said it seemed the people were dazed. As they prayed, God would reveal to him that the former pastor's wife had fallen in love with a board member. They engineered a scheme where he would divorce his wife and she would divorce her husband. The former pastor would move from the area, and unfortunately, he would fall away, backslide. But the woman, in essence, had become the pastor of the church until he arrived. Well, let me tell you, when the woman seemed to control the congregation with her eyes, mesmerized them with their eyes, if you will. And Derek Prince was told that when there was an issue within the church, she would say, how many are you that are for me? Put your hands up. And anybody that did not put their hands up, she would give them a stare that would literally mesmerize them. Let me tell you, he said, no doubt I understood what Paul was saying when he spoke of who had bewitched you. Who had bewitched you? Who had bewitched you? Who had bewitched you? Oh, let me tell you, he dealt with that. But it's the same thing that is going on. Satan is bewitching people today. Those spirits are coming against the church. Oh, let me tell you, I got an old saying that I want to hang on to right now. I found out a long time ago. It's not the threats of the enemy that need to be feared, but it is the flattery of the enemy that needs to be feared more than the threats of the enemy. How many know that? Hello. We're going to talk about something right here. Satan's flattery. Amen. Don't get me wrong. When I say this, don't take me wrong. But not everybody that compliments you or flatters you is out for your good. Not everybody that speaks kindly to your face speaks kindly behind your back. Amen? Sometimes people do things to say things to flatter you, in order to put a net under your feet. Hello? This has got to be feared more than the threats that Satan has given. This should be feared more than his threats. Amen? Let me tell you, Proverbs 7, 21 and 22. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Verse 22, he goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks. He tell you, Satan will use flattery. I have no doubt. More than likely, Satan used flattery to one third of the angels that failed to go with him. But I'm going to give you a little nugget. We'll get it later on. Flattery and deceit will go hand in hand in ways. People, they are those that will tell you something, but they're lying you to your face. Amen. They'll tell you how you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'll give you an example here in a minute. But behind there, they're plotting your downfall. What they're doing is they're putting a net under your feet. Listen, I appreciate the compliments. I really do. I know there's some that really do compliment me. But I learned a long time ago, I can't live by people's compliments. Not everybody that compliments me really means it. I've learned that Satan will train people in to flatter you, to try to deceive you. He will use it. No doubt he used flattery against Adam and Eve when he told them, "You shall be as gods." Do you see how he works right now? Satan is deceiving. You'll know good and evil. How many know Adam and Eve already knew good? The only thing they would have known was evil. You shall be as gods. What did that flattery appeal to? 1 John 2 and 16 says, "For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world." Three things. It appealed to the lust of the flesh. It appeals to the lust of the eyes and the pride of life right there. And flattery will lead to pride in some ways. That's the reason I tell people, I do appreciate compliments. Do not get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. But what happens around here is nothing that I do. I'm just the one that God has chosen. What God does around here, He gets the glory. Amen. 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 I don't have a desire to be a celebrity preacher. I'm going to be honest with you. I may joke with you, but I don't. I don't have a desire to be a celebrity preacher, but I got a desire to tell people about Jesus. I'll tell you what's happened to many. They've allowed flattery to get to them. Satan is putting a snare under them to sneak them up. Their spirits that are mesmerizing them. Getting them drawn away. Many ministries are being drawn to the earthly things instead of the eternal things. Yes, I know that Jesus came to give us an abundant life down here, but the abundant life down here fails in comparison with the eternal life that He's offering us. But Satan wants us to live for here right now. This is going to pass away. Listen. Yeah, you can buy me a big mansion if they gate it here at Caesar. But it'll perish. How many know that? My Lord, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of the Biltmore House in Asheville. That's humongous. I ain't going to pay $60 to go see a stinking house, to be honest with you. They can keep it, but it's big. I went when I was a school kid on a field trip. It's humongous big, but it's going to perish one day. The finest houses and material things that we gain can burn down just like that. How many know that? The things we got materially can go away. If you're in the stock market or even bank accounts, do you know one crash of the stock market, every one of us could be broke? Do you see how temporary those things are? Guys, I believe God, anybody ought to be blessed. It ought to be God's people. But people miss it. I'm convinced. Talked about it the other night in Bible study. Let me just give you a nugget. Question. I get a thought about it. Why don't God bless his people? Well, I believe God wants to bless his people. He gives people's ideas what to do, but how many will get up and receive it? Amen? Well, God may want to bless you. You were thinking he's just going, I know he can do it. He could pour money out right there. But a lot of times he'll give you an idea to start a business. Amen? He'll tell you what to do. He'll give you an idea for a job. If you don't go get it, guess whose fault it is? It ain't God's. No, I guarantee you, we ought to be blessed. God's people ought to be blessed. I pray for your blessings every day. Because as your soul prospers, everything else. I pray everything about you prospers. I pray your finances prosper. Your finances prosper, the churches will prosper. If you're doing it right. Amen. And if the church prospers, then the preacher will prosper. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth, though. But these things, even though they're great, they'll be done away with when we take our last breath. What good? Think about what Jesus told the man who built the barns. I got to build more barns and stored it up. He went Mary all night. I got to play around. Let me tell you, like this. I got enough to go around. Let me tell you, I'm on something tonight. You know, maybe we ought to try it up here. Skip to the loo. I got enough to eat, drink, and be merry. What Jesus called him a fool? Thy fool, thy night, this soul shall be required of thee. What he was saying, what good's it going to do you now? You've lost everything. Everything you build up is going into somebody else's hands. It's going to the auction block. Somebody else is going to get their hands on all this. But we're more concerned about this than we are that. Can I break some news to you tonight? People may not want to hear this, but I'm going to break some news to you tonight. How many know we're going to get out of this body one way or the other? There ain't no getting around that, child of God. Listen, either by the rapture or by the grave, we're going to leave this body. Amen? And let me tell you, the only thing that's really going to matter is what I've done for Jesus. Amen? Amen? Lord, I know God wants you to be blessed because he wants you to spread the gospel. Hello? I know God wants you to be blessed. I know God wants you to be healed because somebody healthy can do more than somebody sick. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. That's true. But many times we miss the blessing because we don't do what God told us to do. Like I said, he maybe want to bless you with millions of dollars. But if you don't get that, if he, when he gives you an idea, but if you sit there on that idea and dream about it and don't do it, guess what? You ain't going to get it. How many ago God operates like that? Amen. He does. I can think of countless businessmen that started out with nothing, but God blessed him. J.C. Penney, when it was started, did you know he gave most of his salary to the tithe in the church? I think he gave 90% and lived on 10%. Look what he turned into. I don't think they're still doing it today, but when the original owner fell. But it shows you what God can do. Think about it. But we miss it. Too many are talking about being drawn away about this and that and don't realize these things are eternal. My Lord, I know there's times when I'm riding through Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge. I said, my Lord, I'd love to have me a big old house down here. I said, I'd love to have me a shop here. I said, I know somebody had a shop there in Gatlinburg. Their profit in a summer day, they profited over $10,000 a day right there. Somebody I worked with. His sister, one of my former bossman's sister, run a shop. They said they profited $10,000 a day, some days more. Even during a week, it would be sometimes over $100,000 certain times of the year. Listen, that's compelling. But what good is it if I would take my last breath? What's going to stand when it's all said and done? What we've done for God. But people being members of our eyes through the world, Let me tell you what happened at the ball game. Don't mean a thing. It ain't going to mean a thing 100 years from now. Whoever wins the Super Bowl this year, it really ain't going to mean a thing 100 years from now. It ain't going to mean a thing. How many know that? But people are mesmerized by the world. Seducing spirits, flattery. Right there. What happens is, Satan will use flattery to try to spread a net under your feet. The Pharisees tried to trip Jesus up. They tried to put a net under the feet of Jesus. Whereat in Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 15, and they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they come, they said unto him, Master, we know that thou art true and carest for no man, no respecter of persons, what they were saying. For thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest us the way of God in truth. Notice these words, they were flattering a little bit. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? I like to argue that today. Sorry, Caesar. Shall we give or shall we not give? But knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, Why tempt ye men? Bring me a penny that I may see it. What were they doing? They come there saying, Master, we know you ain't a respecter of persons. You're teaching us the way of God. Come here with some flattering, compelling words. But what were they doing? They were trying to put a net under his feet. They were trying to trip him up. They were trying to make him fail. He knew what they were doing. Anybody, I bet you know what Jesus said to him, don't you, Pat? Render to Caesar's what Caesar's and God's what God's. Trust me, I put that every time I get that tax bill around here. I write on there, Jesus paid it in full. And she'll say, render to Caesar what Caesar's and God's what God. Next time I'm going to tell her, I think it's up here at the lake, at Raystown Lake. Go cast your hook into the water. But you see the trap that they used right there. What they were doing right there, were trying to trip him up. Use flattering words. They weren't trying to really flatter him. They were trying to trip him. They were trying to set him up. They were trying to make him fall. They were trying to use his words against him, if you will. They were setting a net under his feet. I learned a long time ago, not everyone that speaks kindly to your face is kindly behind your back. I learned this early on in ministry, years ago. Early on, it wasn't here, trust me, it was not here. You don't know the names here, but I know a couple in North Carolina. When I first got somewhere, they told me, I don't talk to them much anymore. Run out of contact with them, so you don't know who they are. They thought I was the best thing since sliced bread. Well, being young, you know I believe that stuff. You know that? And that's a figure of speech. They pretty much eat me up to my face. Man, I thought that was being true. They brought gifts. They brought all kinds of things. One night when I was at their house, Holy Ghost told me right there. He said, They're devils. And lo and behold, I got up. I made an excuse to leave because I knew when it was the Spirit of God. Boy, wasn't it right? I was dead right on this. Because when he told me they were devils, it wasn't long after that. They were saying things that I did not say. They were telling people things that I did not say. They were causing ruckuses, trying to pull people out. Amen? I learned a lesson that day that not everybody that speaks kindly is kind to you. How many know that tonight? There's some people that are shutting a net under your feet. What they were doing, they were going and saying, I said this and I said that, and I told somebody I didn't say such a thing. They're nothing but liars. Amen? If I said something, you better, I'll tell you that I said it. Amen? I won't back off of not saying I didn't say it. If I didn't say something, don't you twist what I'm saying, and don't you put words in my mouth. Because if you want to make a preacher mad, there you go. Amen? But flattery, God learned me that lesson a long time ago. Satan will flatter you, but he may be trying to kill you behind you. What it told me, they were lying to my face in who they really were. They were doing it behind my back. Now, not everybody's like it, but I'm telling you, there's some that are like it. Amen? Amen? There are some that are like it. Why? They're spirits that are set against the church. Proverbs 29:4-5 says, "The king by judgment established the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthrew it. A man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet." See, Solomon give us warning right there about people, some people that flatter. Not everybody that compliments you, not everybody you work with really likes you. Amen? Amen? I learned a long time ago, not everybody's going to like me. And guess what? I don't care. I could give a hill of beans who likes me or who loves me. Because I ain't in a popularity contest. But there's spirits that are sitting there to try to take people away. Memphisized. There are those I've learned too. They will want you, they'll be kind to you as long as you let them have their way. But once you don't let them have their way, you're the worst thing. I don't know. You're worser than dirt. You're worse than worse. Let me tell you, preachers, as a preacher, I learned this a long time ago. They may love you 1 minute. Well, boy, once you preach something they don't like, you're dirt. Well, let me tell you, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than look for your approval any day. I don't care. But I'm just telling you, these are spirits. Satan will work by flattery. Flattery and deceit can go together. Amen? People will flatter you, anybody, to get what they want from you. It's the same way as you know somebody that will talk to you when they want something. But the moment they get it, you ain't going to hear no more from them. I guarantee you this. Some of you would come into millions of dollars tonight. You would have relatives and friends you ain't never seen before. Let me tell you, they ain't got no interest in you. They're interested in what you got. Amen? They're interested in what you got. Amen? These are spirits that are set against the church like that. They're wanting to take your anointing. They're wanting to take what God is going to do. I am convinced God wants to do great things around here. Hello? Anybody else? Some might don't seem convinced. But you don't know the God that I know. Apparently you ain't been praying. But if you knew the God that I know, you would know he has a desire to do great things. Listen. But there's devils that are trying to hinder what God is wanting to do. How many know Daniel's prayer was hindered? God heard it from day one, but there was a hindrance in the atmosphere until Michael come to help fight that battle against that evil principality of the air. We're in a battle. Not with flesh and blood. I'm going to tell you. We're not in a battle with flesh and blood. Hello? You, the one you says you think your enemy is really not your enemy. I'll show you something. They thought Saul was the enemy of the church at one time. He was the persecutor. But what happened when God got a hold of him? He become their ally. Amen? You know what it all resulted in? I believe it come by. When Stephen was being stoned, Saul was consenting to his stoning. But what did Stephen do? Prayed for him. You know what this church, many church folks like to do today about somebody? Did you hear about so-and-so? Look at me. I tell you, God's not pleased with that mess. They'll run here, they'll run there telling that mess. I'm going to tell you, if you're guilty of that, you're just as in bad a shape as the one that done it. Amen? Let the Holy Ghost deal with it. Amen? 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 Let the Holy Ghost, let the Word of God, I'll preach the Word of God as He gives it to me. He'll deal with it. But what you need to do is pray for them. Pray for against these things because they need delivered. If they don't get delivered, God will deal with them. Hello? God will deal with them, but people don't want to pray for them no more. They don't want to commit to prayer. Why? We like to whisper. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Hey, I got something to tell you. Did you hear about Barbara there? Did you hear about her? Did you hear about her right there? She got all kinds of business. Let me tell you, Spirit of God, there's a spirit behind gossip. There is. It is a spirit. It is lying. Amen. I don't see Jesus going around doing it. I don't see the disciples. Why? People have failed to be where they need to be with God. Amen. Pray for them. Pray for their deliverance. It's the only way they're going to get delivered. Amen. Take them to God. Take them to God, then to the telephone. Whoo, did I just say that? I think I'm striking some chords in here tonight. Anybody's chord I'm striking tonight? Put your feet out where I can get a little more. Put it out where a little more, where I can get a little more. Because I'm telling you, I ain't going to deal just with the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab or Korah. I'm going to deal with the spirit of gossip going on too. I'm going to deal with the spirit of lying that's going on too. I'm going to get, let me tell you, if you don't know the story, just keep your mouth shut. Amen. That's the way I feel about things. If I don't know something, I'm going to keep my mouth shut until I find it out on my own. Amen, because I've had too many people. Let me just give an example. I ain't going to mention no names or who was. When I first got here, we were told that somebody died. That we needed to order flowers and take food. Well, that person hadn't died. I'm serious. It was something that just got started in a barbershop somewhere. I'm telling you, you see what I'm talking about tonight. Spirits like that are set against the church. Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. Oh, he'll flatter, but he's lying while he's flattering. Amen? I'm telling you, we are in a war tonight. We are in a battle. Battle zone tonight. We got to be aware of his schemes tonight. Like I said, I'm going to turn this boat over. Because if I don't preach it, you'll never hear it. Listen, we've got to be aware of the scams of the devil. There are spirits that are coming. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Satan's not in hell. He's going to and fro looking who he may devour. Ephesians 6 and 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. That means his schemes, cunning strategies. He wants to manipulate, and we'll get into manipulation here in one of the spirits. Anybody ever been manipulated? Amen. 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 I used to know how to work it before I was saved. I used to know how to work it. I used to know how to mess with people if I had to. But manipulation is of the devil. It's a form of witchcraft with the tongue, and we'll get in there later on. Satan manipulates. I'm not going to cover that tonight. Sister Marcy, you can get ready to come. But we've got to be aware that there's a battle that is over the church, that is over your household, over your family, and over your children. They are spirits that are set against the church. Let me tell you what Satan does. How many know he makes drugs appealing? But how many, he don't show you how many, the lie about it, how many had overdosed. I wonder last night, how many got a pill to memorize by alcohol? But how many were killed innocently or died drunk last night coming from a party? I guarantee somewhere in this state or in this country, somebody was killed by a drunk driver. Because alcoholism, spirits set are against the church. How many churches have been pulled away like the Galatians? Because they wasn't aware of the devil's schemes. I'm here to make you aware tonight. I'm here in the next few weeks to make you aware what is going on, what has been employed over your house. But I've come by to tell you also that Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, is far greater. But he has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Church, tonight I want you to know that the battle is real. Can anybody know who here doesn't know the battle's real? The battle's real. Amen? How many by show of hands know the battle's real tonight? That one that's persecuting you, coming against you, it's not them. It's the one that's influencing them. It's the one that's pulling the strings, is the one that's attacking you. Satan. You know, I've made the comment many times. I'd like to grab a hold of some people. Let me tell you, I'm going to ask God, the Lord Jesus Christ, for one thing. Before he cast him into the lake of fire, that I can get a kick in right there. Anybody else with me? I'd like to kick him one time before he's thrown into the lake of fire. Anybody else with me? I'd like to take his size 10 and just kick him. But the Lord said I could stomp on him today too, because of Jesus be in me. And everything's under his feet. And if Christ be in me, that means he's under my feet too. These spirits are under my feet too. There are spirits that are trying to draw people away from the church. There are spirits that want to draw you away from the Lord and biblical truth, just like the Galatian church. And I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost showed me. They are spirits that are hindering people's breakthroughs. There are spirits that are hindering breakthroughs. You're going to have to fight it. We're going to have to fight it. I'm telling you, there are spirits that's hindering the church's breakthrough. Your best days is ahead. I'm going to tell you right now, 2020, we ought to see more clearly this year. 2020's perfect vision. Let's get that in the spiritual. Couldn't it? Maybe the Lord's going to let us see more clearly 2020 this year. Amen? But I want you to stand tonight. And let me tell you right now, we are in the last of the last days. Listen, we're in the last of the last days. My Lord, if you don't believe we're in the last of the last days, go look what happened at a church in Texas. Look at all the sickness, disease, and violence. Listen, we're on the verge of war. How many know President Trump had to send Marines into Baghdad because they was attacking our embassy? He said he was going to get them hard eventually. We're on the brink of war with Iran. The Middle East is loose. Wars, rumors of wars, disease, pestilence, all these things are happening. Listen, but as these last days go coming to a close, I'm telling you right now, you're going to see more opposition than you've ever seen before. Because I believe the devil knows he's running out of time. I'll tell you, the devil knows the Bible better than most believers know it. Knows how to twist it. But he knows the Word of God. He knows what it talks about the end times. He knows where it's at. And as he knows his time's running short, when you start running short on time, what are you going to start doing? You're going to start accelerating it more, ain't you? How many know that? And I got to get something done quick. I'm going to just start employing all kinds of things to get this done quick. Listen, I'm not no construction worker, but I do know that sometimes they got a timetable to get that job done. And listen, when it gets close to that timetable not being met, they're going to bring everything and everybody they can to get that job done where it could be met on time. How many know Satan's doing that? He's bringing everything he can throw right now because his time is short, and we better be ready. We better be on our dates because this is the last days. Church, how many would commit tonight saying, I'm fighting a battle. I'm fighting these spirits that's coming against my house, against my church. I'm coming against my breakthrough tonight. I need to get in the knees before God. I need to get before God and give it to God tonight. In the name of Jesus, this country, the United States of America, is under that battle tonight. America is fighting that battle tonight. Oh, Rambatatatio. Tomashindana Matio.